Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We've got the best looks from the Met Gala. We break down the top trending songs on Twitter, and Hypen talks about their viral moments. G-Eazy stops by our studio, and we learn five things about Coi Leray. Hey guys, welcome to Billboard News. I'm Tetris Kelly, and it's Tuesday, May 2nd. So let's kick things off with our Met Gala recap. The Met Gala is the world's biggest party and night of fashion. And Billboard's social team was there to take you up close and personal to the exclusive cream carpet.
Nice song.
Bad Bunny was the king of the carpet for anybody with taste. Lil Nas X did what Montero does, and later snapped a pic with Benito. I was obsessed with Cardi B's take on the theme of Karl Lagerfeld. Doja Cat was, well, a cat. And a fact for those who don't know, Karl Lagerfeld left most of his estate to his cat. Rihanna slayed per usual with A$AP Rocky. And all I can say is, Jenny. Now let's chat about the songs you are all talking about. 17 charts, 5 songs on Hot Trending Songs and are taking over the top spot. Yeah, yeah. 17's I Don't Understand But I Love You hits number one on Billboard's Hot Trending Songs, powered by Twitter, for the chart dated May 6. The track is fresh off the K-pop band's new EP FML, which dropped on April 24. Love is one of 4 songs from the album in the top 10, including Dust at number 5, April Shower at number 9, and Super rounding out the top 10. Elsewhere, the national teams up with Taylor Swift once again for their track, The Alcott, which holds down the number 2 spot.
Tell you that I think I'm falling back in love.
Plus new music from Jackson Wang and
Tell She
an Icon reached the top 5. Billboard's Hot Trending Songs chart, powered by Twitter, tracks global music-related trends and conversations in real time across Twitter, viewable over the last 24 hours or past 7 days. Speaking of trending songs, Enhypen is making their comeback this month with Dark Blood, and I had to ask them in Vegas if they watch what engines say about them online and about making viral TikToks. And you guys have the most songs on our Hot Trending Songs chart. So I gotta ask you, do you ever lurk on Twitter? Like, do you see what the fans are saying online?
We look at it a lot.
I like that.
Because whenever we perform or do something special, our fans always give us so much love. And, you know, through Twitter or, you know, yeah, SNS or social media, so we're very...
And speaking of social media, I've seen you guys doing a lot of TikToks with the boys of BTS. That's super cool, like with J-Hope and Jimin. So how has that been? That had to be super fun.
일단 지민 선배님이랑 틱톡을 찍으신 기분.
그 데뷔 초 때 제가 지민 선배님의 라이를 커버를 했었는데 이제 실제로 이제 지민 선배님이랑 이제 틱톡을 찍게 돼서 너무 영광이었던 것 같고 되게 멋진 선배님인 것 같습니다.
G-Eazy took a little break from music, but he's back and he stopped by our studio to catch up with Nina Rohani.
Been away for a little while. You had the deluxe album that came last year and now you're back. What's been up? What have you been up to these last years, I guess?
It's not only was it a tumultuous time for a lot of us, everybody pretty much, you know, I went through some personal things with losing my mom. And also there was just a bit of a, you know, an overall burnout I think I was going through. I'd been going and going and going nonstop for over a decade straight.
Oh my God,
but we started aggressively trying to like you know, tour independently, release music independently. Like, it's a grind, you know, to finally getting it going. And then once the iron's hot, whatever the expression, like, yeah. You know, we struck and just kept striking. And just that level of grind, just like twisting a wet towel.
It catches up to you.
Yeah, it catches up to you. And I just felt creatively burnt out, a bit uninspired. I just needed that step back. Once that spark hit, it was like, oh yeah, it's over. Like, we found it now, y'all are in trouble.
Is Tulips and Roses a good indicator of what that album's gonna look like?
Yeah, man, the album feels so good. Art, in any way, is like a representation and expression of how you're feeling in that time. And it's just like, I had to kind of rediscover myself, rediscover my passion and purpose, and have fun again. Like, let's get back to basics and let's just have fun.
You can watch the full interview at billboard.com. Before we let you go, we found out 5 things you should know about Coi Leray, and we'll let her tell you.
What's up? I'm Coi Leray, and here are 5 things you don't know about me. One, I know how to draw very well. I'm not the best, but I'm really good. 2, I'm very smart. Like, my IQ is, like, amazing. 3, I'm very versatile. I can do so many things when it comes to music, and a lot of people don't know that. 4, one of my favorite songs is Max by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. 5, I love everything. I will eat anything in the world. It don't matter what it is you put in front of me, I will eat it and I will try it. If I don't like it, whatever, I don't like it. But at least I said I try it. So if you want to feed me like bugs and shit, like, I'll try that. I'll do really good on Fear Factor.
That's the show. Make sure you come back tomorrow where we're talking to Taliyah before Billboard's Latin Women in Music. I'm Tetris Kelly, and this is Billboard News.